What do you got for us, Lobs?
Well, I've got buys of the season so far, Middo. And talking of buys of the year, I've left Harry Grant out because they've changed clubs. You know, but Harry was contracted to Melbourne, spent a year with the West Tigers and is now back there with Melbourne. So I've left him out. So I'll start with number five, and I think Remus Smith. I think he's really found a home down there in Melbourne, scoring plenty of tries. He looks confident. He's played a bit of wing and a bit of centre, and he's really started to fulfil his potential. And he's just one of these, another player that the Melbourne Storm have found. He's always sort of been in and out of a first-grade team, hasn't really found a position, but now he's settled into that Melbourne Storm system, and I think he's been a massive pickup for them, and he's been a bargain basement pickup. And I think that that's one of the things that Melbourne Storm do well, and they've consistently done it throughout their whole existence, the ability to pick a player and improve him to such a standard that he becomes starting to be in the conversation of being a representative player. So Remus Smith has been excellent. Dane Laurie for the Tigers. He's been very, very impressive so far this year. He's been a real bright spot for the Tigers. He's very brave, puts himself in a position to be wanting the ball. He's got plenty of energy for a big guy. As I said, he's very brave, good under a high ball, injects himself into the contest around the middle of the field, can also provide some skill on an edge. So Dane Laurie, for me, has been a wonderful addition to that West Tigers side. Dave Fifita. I don't think anyone ever doubted Dave Fifita's skill, signed a big money contract to go to the Titans. He's proved he's a blockbusting and a damaging back row. I think he scored 9 tries, a couple of hat-tricks already. He's only 21 years of age. The Broncos will probably be regretting the situation that they've left him, let him go. But he and Tino have been tremendous for this Titans team. And, you know, the Titans started off well, haven't played well the last couple of weeks, but Dave Fifita, he's just been a wonderful inclusion into that team. And no doubt he'll play Origin for Queensland this year and be a threat to New South Wales. Two, Benji Marshall, probably been one of South's best pickup in a number of years. The rule changes have certainly suited Benji's game. It's all about attack. His ability to go to the line, his selection of pass is sensational. Probably the best in the game, to be perfectly honest. You know, he's no-look passes. He can throw a cutout ball 20 metres away and put the winger into space. He can find space himself. His support play is good. He's pushing on the football. And I think that they'd be sitting back thinking, wow, how did we pick this guy up? How did no one want Benji Marshall this season? And I think the rules have allowed them to use Benji the way they have. You know, he's not out there to start the game. He's been injected into the contest when they've needed him, but he's also been that fill-in player the last couple of weeks. And I think that suits Benji at this stage of his career. He doesn't have to do it for 25 weeks and then go into a semi-final series. Busted. They can pick and choose his moments, limit the amount of football he plays, and he'll be fresh at the back end. And number one is Isaiah Papali'i. Couldn't get a regular start with the Warriors, and all of a sudden gets an opportunity with Parramatta. Ryan Madison is out. But before Ryan Madison was out, Papali'i was coming off the interchange bench and making an instant impact. And that's what you wanted from a bench player. But his form has been that good that he's kept Madison out of the team. Last week, I think he kept Lane on the bench. And he's a player that is just breaking tackles, scoring tries, getting through a tremendous amount of work in defence, and he's become a real weapon on that left edge for Parramatta. So for mine, he's been the pickup of the year.
Wow. He has been superb, absolutely superb. Tell us what you think. Do you agree with Loz? Is there someone he's missed out there as far as buy of the year is concerned? Papali'i at 1, Benji Marshall 2, Dave Fifita 3, Dane Laurie at 4, and Remus Smith of the Melbourne Storm there at 5. Just another Melbourne Storm player that, you know, was struggling. Well, you know, wasn't sort of an established first grader, I guess, elsewhere. Comes to the Storm, and there he is making an impact.
And there's a lot of players that you probably could have put in. As I said, I didn't put Harry Grant in because he was contracted to Melbourne. and had a year away, but he's back. Jack Bird, you got Reece Walsh. He's only played a couple of games. Ben Murdoch, Masilla's another one, playing good football. Tom Opacic for Parramatta. There's a number of players, Ryan James, Rice Cartwright, Jai Arrow from South. So there's been a lot of players that have changed clubs that have made an impact. But for mine, they're the five biggest off-season signings.